Now's the great cosmic being, our beloved, mighty Archangel Michael speaks his heart to us tonight. We ask our beloved I Am Presence to call forth from the great central sun everything our life streams can draw forth and the cosmic law permits be sent forth under his direction and to fulfill our calls, safeguard our nation, and to do that which he alone can do. Beloved ones of our hearts, tonight, as your decrees have gone forth and the music, at the inner level, we are removing as rapidly and as much as the cosmic law permits of the accumulated pressure and of energy in the atmosphere over the state and the nation that is the accumulation of hate and anger that produces violence when it preys upon an individual and the emotional body becomes disturbed. We will remove as rapidly as possible this accumulation at the inner level as your decrees and music go forth. But each of you, to the fullest possible ability that you have, to call your beloved I Am Presence to release from the great central sun that which the cosmic law knows is required into the lower physical atmosphere of the earth to annihilate the hatred and the anger that produce violence, also the impurity. Your own life streams have full power and authority to draw into the physical octave, because your physical bodies are here, whatever activity of the sacred fire is necessary to accumulate in and around you the force that, as your decrees go forth, drives them to their destination and compels the consuming of the hate and the anger that produce violence. We are working from the inner level as much as the cosmic law permits. But the mankind of this nation must desire purity, and they must stop generating that which is coming back upon them now as their own destruction. Hold very steady to your demand for the sacred fire presence of the ascended masters and the cosmic beings, as well as your own higher mental bodies, to not only enfold the physical form, but to blaze in and around your atmosphere that which consumes hate and anger in the feeding of people around you or those you might pass by in the outer world. This will hold a certain strength of the light within yourselves, which we want to intensify and expand, not only for your protection, but for the protection of those whom you might pass by and who are constructive and are entitled to protection. The beast of treason has imposed its frightful poison and sunk its fangs into certain channels, certain individuals in this nation that have been responsible for the frightful desecration that has been allowed to come even this far in outer physical channels. Therefore, the cosmic law at the inner level is doing everything possible that it can do until the people awaken. And when the people want our help enough, they must want purity enough to let us connect with them in the outer and release the power that consumes the hate and the anger. These forces have been in the world down through the ages. The present condition in this nation is but the accumulation of that generated past and present. But those of you who continue to demand the fiery Christ blue lightning purity and its eternal protection, its indestructible protection, will have it. There's no such thing as your decrees not being answered when you stand steadily with a demand for fiery Christ blue lightning purity and protection, and in reality, they are one. There are limitless legions of the angels of the sacred fire that could flood over your nation tonight and take out of embodiment every human being who is responsible for this condition. But the people must want something beside the impurity and the destruction and the war and the gratification of their own desires. And this is the house cleaning of the ages. Only those life streams who allow the light to have its dominion through the outer self can be protected. It is utterly impossible under the cosmic law to protect destructive forces. And those who have been traitors to the nation in your government are simply those who have, through former embodiments, done this same thing and gathered the momentum that is trying to destroy the nation at this time. As you demand divine judgment into the beast of treason within your borders, and that is treason against purity. Treason against the peace and the purity and the love of the Christ, the mighty I Am presence, all that is constructive. And therefore, at the inner level, as we withdraw one stream after another of the accumulating energy already destructively qualified, that those unfortunate individuals in your government are directing to sustain this destruction, as we withdraw those streams of sustaining energy, one after another will collapse and be taken from the body. And I'm quite sure you realize many already have. But there are still many more who are caught in the clutches of those forces in governments of the world that will do anything for their own selfish ends. So tonight, as your decrees have gone forth, there has gone forth the fiery Christ blue lightning purity. For I assure you, every call you've made for the release of the fiery Christ, the blue lightning Christ, the sacred fire power, these are all activities of the sacred fire's indestructible purity. And that is sustained and it continues to expand. Wherever it goes, it will consume at the inner level the hatred and the anger that have been charged in to the energy of individuals' life streams who have been determined to destroy everything that is constructive within the nation or the world. So weary not with well-doing. I assure you, for every ounce of energy you send forth with a demand for indestructible purifying protection to go forth manifold all that is constructive within the nation, we release from the inner standpoint infinitely more to amplify everything that you send forth. Call forth the sacred fire presence of the cosmic beings, the angelic host, the ascended masters, and every activity of the sacred fire from the great central sun necessary to consume the hatred and the anger that produce violence in the physical octave. So tonight, as we enfold you in our sacred fire love, and the angels of the flaming sword come into the lower atmosphere of earth, you will find much consumed that would prevent more are the desecration, not the hordes of evil intend. Try to know that the angelic hosts are provided by the great cosmic law of life for the protection of those life streams embodying here, reaching to attain the ascension. There is no part of life that comes into embodiment to attain something that is constructive that is not provided with an angel or a being of nature to protect that life stream until his divine plan is fulfilled. So you are never alone, no matter what goes on in the world around you. There are those powers of nature and forces of the elements. There are the angelic hosts who ever abide in the atmosphere about you and who are masters, I assure you, over all in this world. Even the powers of nature and forces of the elements are master over mankind's discord. You are not without friends. You are not without protection. But go forth and keep calling into outer physical conditions whatever annihilates the hatred and the anger that produce the violence in outer physical affairs. Then as you demand the beast of treason withdrawn from all in your government and all within your land, it gives us still more opportunity to withdraw those life streams from the nation and the world that have sustained evil a long time. Call forth the legions of the angelic host. Call forth all the powers of nature and forces of the elements that are indestructible purity to force the annihilation of the hatred and the anger that produce violence. So tonight, as we continue during the night hours to pour forth these activities of the sacred fire from the ascent of Master's octave, while your bodies rest, you too will join our legions of the angels of the flaming sword. And tonight, while you are out of the body, you can command and demand the sacred fire's indestructible purity that sweeps throughout the state and the nation, or sweeps throughout these cities where violence is trying to break loose, and at the inner level consume that, so this thing cannot go forward to that which the sinister force intends. If you'll give the command before you go to sleep, when you step out of the body, you draw all the blue lightning purity necessary to blast all hate and anger from those life streams that are planning violence. At the inner level, you can render tremendous service, and their power can be withdrawn so that what they intend does not go forth to its frightful desecration of the state or the nation. Just know, whenever you want our help, ask us to clothe you in our sacred fire presence, miracle mantle of indestructible protection. Our sacred fire presence, miracle mantle of indestructible protection. And we will anchor that within and around you, your loved ones, or wherever you call it forth. So go forward, give your commands before you go to sleep, and then if you join us, while the physical body rests, you can release much more power out of the body, from your higher mental body, than you can in the physical octave. Now that you've given your decrees, and the music has gone forth, this is energy that we will take up and charge into it the sacred fire's indestructible purity. And then, that which you draw forth tonight, while the body sleeps, we can direct, and you can command that it be directed to your loved ones and these localities, the sanctuaries and so on, that need protection from the physical conditions that have already started to break loose. So, beloved ones, let us join forces tonight, understand the law, release the power, and set into action at the inner level whatever annihilates the hatred and the anger that permits physical violence to break loose into the physical octave. So we will welcome you as soon as you put these bodies to rest, and we will continue the work during the night hours. And then in the morning, we will again send forth the commands into the physical waking consciousness for the annihilation of whatever hate and anger produce violence. And let us see what we can do within 24 hours. I thank you with all my heart for these decrees tonight. We thank you for your love of the light, all your service to it. Now there must come our ascended master sacred fire purity, indestructible protection, which it is, into everything in the physical octave, if we are to protect it and let it remain to fulfill the great divine plan. So when we offer you our sacred fire presence of indestructible purity, indestructible protection, by our miracle mantle of love's mastery, it contains everything necessary to remove at the inner level that which produces destruction in the physical octave. So, as you use this power more and more, you will find that our visible, tangible presence is closer than breathing and nearer than hands and feet. We hope you will accept this tonight as our miracle mantle of love's mastery. But remember, it is a mantle of living flame, sacred fire, indestructible, purifying protection and love that is the authority to annihilate, to dissolve and consume hate and anger, consume filth, consume everything that produces physical violence. And let us see what we can do within 24 hours. The legions of the sacred fire are limitless, all-powerful, and will always produce victory wherever the cosmic law is obeyed enough to let them come through and hold command of physical conditions. So tonight, we call forth the legions of the sacred fires, indestructible protection, indestructible purifying love, indestructible control of the emotional bodies and feeling of the people who are the unfortunate tools of the sinister force, and prevent their hatred and anger releasing into physical violence. Issue this command before you go to sleep, that it shall stop throughout the nation, and we will release every possible action the cosmic law permits. And then, as you move into outer physical conditions, you too will feel the greater power surrounding you to prevent, to repel, and consume these similar conditions that are in mankind's feeding world almost everywhere you go. Tonight, we call the legions of the angels of sacred fire's indestructible protection to accompany you, abide with you, and draw the power that consumes hate and anger wherever you abide, and then sends forth that consuming flame to take it out of the atmosphere of the state and the nation, until the great cosmic law removes those life streams from the earth that have generated such destruction so long. So we commend you to our enfolding presence and the sacred fire's master power over the physical conditions of this world that must be purified, and that which is of the light allowed to hold victory and go forward to the fulfillment of the great divine plan. We welcome you tonight into those legions that shall move into action our service to the nation and the world. Thank you for your presence here. Thank you for every decree you've given. Thank you for the music. Thank you for loving the light enough to use it. And so now, as we call forth these activities of the sacred fire, know they become an eternal part of your life stream, and your power to expand them is without limit. And by your own conscious call to your I Am presence, you can have it released now into our physical conditions to hold command. So I commend you to the use of that master power and presence of the sacred fire that does command the annihilation of hate and anger and violence and everything that is of human creation. Thank you with all my heart. You, beloved Archangel Michael, thank you for your assistance to us tonight. We ask your protecting legions to enfold everybody and everything under this radiation, especially all our I Am temples and sanctuaries, study groups, homes, schools, business activities, and cities of light. Protect everything for which we have called. And as we enter in to the use at the inner level of the fiery Christ, blue lightning purifying power that annihilates hate and anger at the inner level, tonight may we all command, while we are out of the body, with enough force to prevent that which the sinister force has tried to bring into the physical world. We offer everything we are and have to prevent what the sinister force intends in our nation, and we stand, face, and conquer until the sacred fire's indestructible purity has taken the place of mankind's evil forever. We thank thee. To the brothers of the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding radiance to honor this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we're absent one from another. Glorify us quickly that limitless outpouring of such overwhelming power of the sacred fire's indestructible purifying protection. No human thing can survive or even be remembered. We thank thee. Beloved Daddy, in the words of the benediction, charge us and clothe us with whatever you know will release the greatest power while we're out of the body tonight into these conditions of the outer world, and blast at the inner level everything that is of the hordes of evil. And we thank thee. Thank you, beloved Daddy. Thank you, every being who has come to our assistance since this I Am activity has come forth. And tonight now, we ask for billions of times more than we require to render whatever service needs to be given to prevent the beasts of destruction and violence or hate or anger from ever being allowed to do that which the sinister force intends against the nation or the people of the light anywhere for any reason. To the beloved seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kamars, the seven mighty Chons, the seven great archangels, we ask you to clothe us in the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim. Beloved Arcturus, compel the unfed flame in our hearts to expand and become one with the sevenfold flame without, and cutting us free from all connection with the discord of the outer world, let us move in the world, but not of it, and pouring into its distress whatever sacred fire, indestructible purity, and purifying protection is needed to surround all that is constructive, all that is of the light. Move us forward, blazing with the sacred fires, almighty victory of eternity. And we thank thee. Thank you, precious ones. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have forever hoped to be, or have and raise it all. To our beloved, mighty, I am presence and the ascended host, asking them to accept it, amplified without limit, and charging it with the one mighty stroke of all the sacred fire, power, and love from great angelic host that America needs. Blaze its cosmic onrushing ocean of living flame of eternal love, and fill our nation with that which prevents all wrong everywhere in this world for eternity. And we thank thee. And to all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, we ask to flood forth all it contains, the outer use of those on this radiation, expanded worldwide victory to the annihilation of all war, all poverty, all impurity, all is not of the light. And make those under this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world, to command, to compel all on this earth, raised, purified, illumined, and used in the service of the light for the ascension of all, the original divine way, without passing through the change called death. And now, great beings, as we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them to be our messengers, convey the heart center of creation, our heart's call, for all the light, all the help, all the power, all the dispensations, all activities of the sacred fire, and now all the legions of the angelic host who blaze their sacred fire love to this nation to hold the purity and the protection that saves freedom to the earth for eternity. And we thank you.